The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast on plantersplace.com. Today I have a list for you of the spring garden do's and don'ts. Now, spring brings the anticipation of two things for me: preparing the garden and preparing my taxes. The former I tend to get excited about too early in the season. The latter I tend to put off until the last minute. Going through my 2017 receipts this last week in March, I see that I was heading out into the garden the first week in April last year. Seeing as though I have a good 6 inches of snow covering my garden at the moment, and the forecast really doesn't call for warming anytime soon, I figured this was a good reminder of the do's and don'ts of the spring garden. First, the do's. Do head out into the garden with a cup of hot tea and take a look at what might need fixing. Winter can be hard on stone or bricks. Wood frames might be leaning. Wind may have blown branches or trash into your garden. Clean up and repair what you can now so you can save time later to do more planting. Do lift up mulches and see what is emerging underneath, but don't remove it all at first. Are those spinach seeds you planted last fall coming up? If not, that'll help you plan what you have to plant in the coming weeks. Do turn over your living cover crop. If you planted winter rye or another type of winter cover crop, now is the time to slice through the top few inches of soil and flip it upside down so the decaying plant material can nourish your soil. Do plant your spring cover crop. Now is the time to plant that cover crop of peas specifically to let the plants decay and nourish the soil. This is typically done on a section of garden that you are saving for summer vegetables. Do start weeding. Weeds are some of the first plants to emerge in spring. Get to them now to help you control them later. Do start laying out your garden paths and covering with some sort of mulch. I recommend laying down those paper yard waste bags to help keep the weeds down. Maybe you have another type of mulch you like to use. Do consider growing something different this year and plan for that. For me, that will be okra. What'll it be for you this year? Moving along to the don'ts. Don't plan 1 year based on the previous year, especially this year. Now, I can hear you saying, but I know, it used to be that way. You used to plant peas on St. Patrick's Day or hang the geranium baskets out for Memorial Day. Once upon a time and not too long ago, weather patterns were fairly stable and could be relied upon to guide gardeners through the season. Climate change has made these weather patterns less of a guide and more of a sparring partner. Don't get ahead of yourself. Keep an eye on the long-term forecast for weather that is steadily in the 50s, maybe high 40s, before you start planting your cold-tolerant spring veggies, such as broccoli or spinach. Don't forget to acclimate any seedlings that you have been growing indoors to the outdoor conditions. That means bringing them outdoors gradually. Maybe for an hour or two on a cloudy, not-so-cold day at first, then exposing them gradually to more sun and more time outdoors. And lastly, don't buy those tomato plants sitting outside the big box store. Just don't do it. It's pretty much a death sentence for the plants and an extra sale for the store from you. Just wait until the weather warms up, please, please. Good luck, and here's looking for spring.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.